Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios in downtown Milwaukee, it's Wisconsin's Midday News, making stories come to life. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Tai. And in for Greg Metzik, it's Sandy Max.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Sandy.
Thank you.
Today we're saying Happy Tuesday, and tomorrow we will be saying Merry Christmas Eve.
Some people I've heard around the office saying Happy Christmas Eve Eve.
Oh, yeah. I did say Christmas Eve Eve to Jason Wilde today, but I just thought that was fun. I don't think I've ever said it before, honestly.
Lean all the way in.
We've got another big 2 hours ahead for you. Coming up, you buy a gift card, pay full price, and everything looks sealed and legit until the balance is already gone. A growing scam called gift card draining is catching shoppers off guard this year. It's happening online and in stores. We'll have the senior investigator from the BBB on to explain how it works and how to avoid becoming the next victim. But first.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the Justice Department released a huge batch of Epstein files just after midnight last night. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has the new revelations.
The overnight release contained more than 10 gigabytes of data. An FBI email sent the day after Epstein's 2019 arrest sought an update on the, quote, 10 co-conspirators. The Justice Department has since said there was no evidence to support charging anyone other than Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Files also contain an email from a federal prosecutor who noted in 2020 that Donald Trump flew on Epstein's private plane in the 1990s, quote, many more times than previously has been reported or that we were aware. President Trump says he ended his friendship with Epstein after he stole employees from Mar-a-Lago.
Authorities have not accused President Trump of criminal wrongdoing related to Epstein. And Stephen Portnoy mentioned more than 10 gigabytes of data released overnight. To put that into perspective, we're talking about more than 30,000 documents. That's a lot.
Number two, the FDA has approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. That makes it the first daily oral medication to treat obesity. CBS's chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook, has the details.
For many patients, affordability remains an issue.
I do think that having an oral option will be really helpful, one for improving access, but also as another tool that we can offer patients.
Results and side effects are similar to the injectable version. The Wegovy pills should be available in a few weeks.
Number three. What's that sound? It's a sound of me buying a Powerball ticket. Me, maybe you, and a bunch of your neighbors, too. No one matched all six numbers for the Powerball jackpot last night. That means the jackpot now stands at an estimated $1.7 billion. $1.7 billion. Poof! That makes it one of the largest lottery prizes in U.S. history. Fourth largest, to be exact. Some people have the machine pick their numbers. Others, like Richard Hewitt, choose their own numbers, sometimes based on significant dates.
I lost my wife this year, so I have the date we met and the date we got married on one of the tickets, and then our birthday's on the other ticket. So, kind of hopefully it'd be good luck.
How sweet is that?
That's very sweet.
Don't you kind of want him to win something at least?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Good luck to Richard and good luck to you if you're playing. Your next chance to win Powerball is tomorrow night, Christmas Eve. Could be a great stocking stuffer if you're still looking for a last minute gift.
Come on. At some point, investing $2 to possibly get $1.7 billion back, no one would say that's a dumb investment. It's just a couple of bucks. Have some fun.
I think I am going to go to the gas station tonight.
You know what I did the last two drawings? I went with my gut and I chose the Powerball. Usually I just go with quick picks. And I chose 7 yesterday and 7 was the Powerball. And the drawing before, I chose 20 and 20 was the Powerball. So I can at least get my money back.
Oh,
but isn't that funny?
No, see, I'll take that. I like that. My husband bought 2 tickets for like the last 2 drawings and we got nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, it'd just be nice
it takes
to get
the
your money back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the part.
Yeah.
You play.
And I will tell you, just like Richard Hewitt, who you just played, I normally just go all quick picks. And I just felt it. And I chose birthdays of my dad and me shows birthdays of my boyfriend and anniversary, like, and some of those numbers hit better than the Quick Picks.
Well, that's fun. Don't quote me on this because I'd have to look it up, but I thought that usually the Quick Picks hit more often.
That's what I thought.
Because I do like to choose my own. I think it's kind of fun and it feels more meaningful, but I think that the Quick Picks typically hit more.
That's what I thought. So that's why I was surprised to get my lucky numbers.
All right.
Good luck, everybody.
It's 1:14. Holiday scammers are working overtime right now. Let's make sure they're not successful. We'll reveal the BBB's naughty list, the 12 biggest scams around the holidays, and how to spot them before it's too late. Don't become a victim.
Scams on the rise.
A warning today. Watch out.
Be aware with the BBB.
Should I click on this? No.
On Wisconsin's Midday News.
The Better Business Bureau is out with its naughty list, the 12 scams of the holidays. We're not wasting any time on this one. Let's get straight to it. The Senior Director of Investigations at the BBB serving Wisconsin is back with us. It is Lisa Schiller. Great to have you back, Lisa.
So good to always be here. Thanks, Jessica.
So this year's naughty list includes a wide range of scams, shopping scams, job scams, charity scams, even pets. We've talked about a number of these already this year here in Wisconsin's Midday News, the toll scam, the puppy scam, the charity scam, the shipping scam. By the way, if you missed any of those, you can check them out on our podcast, sponsored by Siding Unlimited. We have all of our BBB segments uploaded right there. But what is the common theme tying most of these together?
I would say probably social media, for one, really, and, you know, anything online. And I guess really, you know, the common theme is I think people are just moving too quickly and not thinking enough or taking a step back.
You mentioned social media. Misleading social media ads tops the list again. What are the biggest red flags consumers should look for before clicking that buy button?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone is scrolling through their social media and we're all seeing those ads. We're seeing things that catch our attention. I know I do. And you just cannot click too quickly. I mean, you have to look at these websites and look at the contact information, you know, make sure the contact information is there. And even if it's there, you have to double check it. You know, make sure that that address really exists. It's not, you know, a field or a highway, which I see very often.
Oh, gosh. Which of the 12 scams is causing the most financial damage this year?
Oh, goodness. I would say, you know, actually, what is interesting is the fake toll collection texts. Remember, we've spoken about those. People are, you know, we're getting those all this past year. And I just read that Americans lost $470 million to those. Yeah, plus, you know, they've lost their identity, they've lost personal information and banking information because they're paying, you know, what they think are legitimate tolls. So that is a huge amount of money, right? So I think that that is definitely one of them.
I feel like we always think it can't happen to us. And that if it does, that there's some sort of shame in it. Do you have any tips to help people? I mean, should we just talk about it more so that way, hey, Aunt Betty, it did happen to her. You know, like, because that's a staggering amount of money, $470 million.
I know, right? I think talking about it is the best thing we can do because we know that we cannot stop these. You know, I mean, law enforcement just can't do it because most of the scammers are out of the country. So I think, you know, at least for now, I always have hope that, you know, one day we will see all of these cease and I will no longer have a job, which is going to be fine.
That's never happening.
But, you know, we have to just keep educating ourselves and being vigilant and helping, you know, our grandparents and our neighbors and our friends and, you know.
Is it older people? Is it all ages? What do you see the most?
Yeah, it really is all ages. I mean, we've seen our data change through the years. It used to be seniors that we saw falling victim to scams more often. But, you know, now we're seeing actually 18 to 24 has been our number one age category for losing money to scams. And I think that that's that whole, you know, computer and online element mostly.
Social media, yes.
The social media gift exchange scam keeps coming back every year. Why do these pyramid style schemes still work?
I think people like to play these games and, you know, and they evolve. So, you know, years ago it was wine, you know, all of us girlfriends were doing wine exchanges. And now bourbon's the big thing. So we're seeing that, you know, so it kind of, you know, changes and evolves depending on what's popular. So yeah, those are still big every year this time of year.
Is there another one that I know we've talked about a lot of these over the years, but is there another one specifically on this naughty list for the BBB, the 12 scams of the holidays that you really want people to know about?
Oh, it's a tie between fake shipping notifications and advent calendars. And I say advent calendars because we see this scam every year and I'm seeing these being reported locally, you know, in Wisconsin. And it's amazing. I mean, I just was reading on our scam tracker this morning that there was a woman in Eau Claire who purchased whiskey and beer calendars, advent calendars, and spent like $150 as gifts and never received them. So the and
because they weren't real.
Yeah, they right. I mean, they never came. So and that's what we're seeing are, you know, these shopping online shopping scams. And, you know, when you do get items, they're counterfeit. I mean, it's so huge. I could talk about it all day. That's all I'm seeing reported. It's, you know, I can't even have fun with the other scams or, you know, the home improvement and the bad contractors, you know, it's, you know, all this online scam stuff. And then I would say fake shipping notifications, seeing a ton of that, especially this year, because, you know, everybody is shopping more than ever, you know, in December.
And are they coming on your phone? Are they coming on email? Where's the worst scamming happening?
Yeah, the fake shipping notifications, a little bit of both. I would say text messages a little bit more. You know, we've kind of seen that trend where text messages, as far as, you know, scams go, they've been perpetrated through our texts in the last like 2 years, more so than ever.
I do not click on any link. I mean, on text especially, no link. Forget it.
I know.
If it has a link, I'm like, delete. It's just not worth it. Not worth it to take the risk. Lisa, I also wanted to talk to you about this because I think this is a big deal, especially right now. Right now, you got a lot of people who are doing that last minute shopping. Yeah. An easy gift when you're in a time crunch is a gift card. Unfortunately, gift card scams are on the rise. One of the most deceptive tactics, known as gift card draining, can leave you with nothing before you even swipe the card. How are scammers pulling this off? Is it in more ways than one?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, we're in crunch time now. You know, Christmas is here.
Oh, yeah.
So I am literally leaving this radio station and going shopping. I'm buying some gift cards for my daughter as last-minute gifts that, you know, I haven't
I hope she's
done.
Not listening. Surprise! We just won't tell you
where
it is. You
don't know where the
is.
Gift card yeah. is, too.
Right, exactly.
Good things are coming.
But, you know, we see this every year as well, and it's big. I mean, gift card draining is a thing, and it's real, and we're seeing it reported, and we
How does it happen?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's interesting. You know, first of all, scammers can go into the stores, and they'll take the gift cards right off the racks. You know, they can take the numbers off the back. They can reseal the packaging. It's very clever. I mean, these are like crime rings that are actually doing this. So, you know, they're professionals. They know what they're doing. It's groups of people. So, you know, aside from, you know, resealing the packaging, and they're very difficult to spot, by the way, they take the phone, the number off the back, and then they activate it. And so, I'm sorry, they don't activate it. They take the number, and once you activate it, they're able to drain all the money on the cards.
That's
crafty. So we tell people, you know, please, like, take a good look at those gift cards before you buy them. If you think that there's been any tampering, you know, run your hands over them. You know, if there's any, I mean, they can even reseal them, you know, with heat, you know, with a hairdryer. So, you know, we tell people, you know, look for wrinkling or anything that looks amiss. Don't buy it. Pick a different one and take it up to the customer service desk.
Yeah, let somebody know, too. I feel like sometimes people see something a little off and then they just leave it.
Yeah.
I always like to say, hey, I don't know if this is something. I just want to let you know.
Right.
I feel like people really appreciate that. Are you also seeing an increase in online gift card scams, like cards that are sold for businesses that no longer exist, which I don't really understand how people fall for this. But I also think about maybe your older Aunt Betty, as we were talking about, or your grandma who doesn't realize that store is no longer around. It can happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of our recommended tips is, you know, be careful of that. I haven't seen that reported, at least, you know, very often, but, you know, it definitely could happen. You know, what I do see is, you know, charity websites where you can make a donation where that charity has already, you know, been, you know, publicly noted as not to be a charity, or, you know, the money's not going where you think it is and they're still taking donations. So, yeah, I mean, it just depends. But I think along those lines, you know, we have to really be careful that, you know, you could purchase a gift card and then that business, that restaurant or that store can go out of business and then your gift card is pretty much out of business as well. So use those gift cards is the biggest piece of advice I can give.
We only have about a minute left here, but I'm just curious, since the next time we'll talk to you will be in the new year in 2026, what do you see from everything that you've checked out and investigated in 2025 as far as trends emerging for scams in 2026?
Oh, this is going to be so boring, but online shopping scams, I just see that, you know, is going to be big again. I mean, that fell a little bit on our national level of top scams for 2025 or 2024. We're going to get 2025 next month. So hopefully we'll be talking about, you know, what the big things were in 2025. But online shopping scams is just exploding. And, you know, whatever works gets big. So, you know, we have to really curb that by doing our homework. so that it doesn't remain in the top, you know, three or five anymore. Aside from that, you know, investment scams has been rising, romance scams, anything that involves a large amount of money, which those two do. You know, they're grooming scams and they have a large amount of loss.
Those romance scams, everybody is hoping for love. They forget this is reality. Don't get scammed.
Yeah. And even the seniors, you know, it's a big one for seniors as well. People get lonely and they're even looking for friendships. So there's that too.
Thank you, Lisa. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully no thunder in the skies, because Santa needs to come to town. Let's check in right now with Chief Meteorologist Brian Znansky over at TMJ4. No thunder in the forecast, correct?
No, not today especially. Today is probably, if not very, very likely, going to be the nicest day of the week. Now, that's not to say that the rest of the week is completely garbage. It's just that today we're seeing the most sunshine and probably our warmest temperatures. I think with more clouds leading into Christmas, a few spotty showers too, we're probably more like lower 40s for highs.
Well, thank goodness the rest of the week is not completely garbage. If you came out and said it was, that would be rough.
Yeah, that would be bad. Yeah, no, it's overall still going to be a really mild Christmas week. Zero hopes for a white Christmas here. The record-breaking warmth and heat will stay to the south of us. You guys see, like, locations like St. Louis and Kansas City and Denver are going to be hitting 70 degrees here these next few days.
Oh, wow. 70 degrees in KC. How about that? Okay, so you mentioned the rain, some chances for rain. What are we talking about there in, like, specifics? Because I know people, they're traveling, they're going from spot to spot, they're driving, or they're getting out of the car, and they're walking in, and they're nice dresses and their suits and all dressed up for Christmas, things like that.
Yeah, so I think our next chance will be Christmas Eve evening, so tomorrow evening. And with that, I think, again, we're looking at really light, spotty, scattered showers. Not a big deal with this. But it will be enough that, I mean, I know me, we go to church Christmas Eve and everybody. It's probably the time during the whole holiday that we dress up the most. So my wife was already kind of picking my brain on, you know, getting the girls all ready and their hair done and worrying about rain. I do think there's enough of a chance that is a legit question because I think it will be light and scattered, but it will be enough to make things wet. It's not going to be like the sprinkles and drizzle that we had yesterday that barely wet the pavement. It'll be more of the scattered actual shower type variety.
Is this going to be the last of the sunshine we see for a bit?
I do think tomorrow and into Christmas Day and probably into the weekend, the skies will be dominated by more cloud cover. I think at times the cloud will be thin enough that the sun peeks through. But yeah, definitely more clouds heading into the holiday and the weekend as well.
Because Niz, I'm peeking at the TMJ4 weather cams because no windows here in the Third Street Market Hall except looking out into the food court. But it is nice to see because I keep reading mostly sunny and 45. I'm like, is it? And it is. It's beautiful. Yeah. Marquette's campus, the Hone Bridge.
It's awesome.
West Bend, Port Washington. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's perfect out. I mean, I did a nice walk with the kids. I had the kids and the dog out. We went for a nice walk through the neighborhood. That's, you know, the ice and the crust on the sidewalks that we've had for the last, you know, few weeks.
Has the crust. Melted and,
yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't even know what I would classify what was in my driveway for a while. It was like a combo of like a glacier and like sand and I don't even know, but it's just so bad. But no, it's all melting away. And I mean, at this point here, with whatever snow we have left, I think everybody would agree. Let's get a clean slate, you know, and if it takes a warm up and then eventually getting some snow down the road, it just doesn't look pretty what's left.
Well, Niz, the 5-day forecast has 40s through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we just really enjoy this? Should we be bracing ourselves for the next drop?
Yeah, well, it does look like there's a decent drop in temperatures Sunday and into Monday next week. I don't think it's very long. You know, it's a long duration cold snap. I do think it's just kind of one of these quick shots, and then we bounce our way back up. But yeah, I don't think we can expect, you know, consistent, you know, 40s to near 50s for several days. We're entering what is, you know, kind of our dead of winter, our coldest time of the year as we start to get into January and early February. And but hey, I mean, we're almost there. I mean, it's almost Christmas time. I know we had a harsh start, but I can't believe it's here already. And, you know, we hit our first day of official winter, which actually the positive of that is it's our shortest amount of daylight per day a year, and now we're starting to increase the amount of daylight. It takes a while. I mean, we only gain a few seconds right now, but those seconds will become minutes. And before you know it, we'll be light by 5 o'clock and we'll be moving on.
Oh, I love that. Okay, since we have no major concerns weather-wise around the holidays here, I did check out your social media. You had mentioned you took the kids on a walk today. This is the cutest picture. If you follow Brian on X, I'm looking at X right now. This is just adorable. Yep. I see your girls, and then I see the cute little pup. What kind of pup is this one?
He's a Yorkie, but we keep his hair short, and he's actually a lot darker than most Yorkies, but... Yeah, that's Murphy. He's a little guy, but he's got his reindeer pajamas on today.
They are pajamas. See, I was going to say it looks like he has red polka dot pajamas on, and I thought you were going to tell me that that's a dog coat, but these are really pajamas for the pup.
They're pajamas for the pup. When the kids are home, God bless Murphy. He's a saint for, like, having a 7-year-old and 10-year-old daughter who of course, we've installed in our kids to be careful with them. He's a very, fragile puppy. He's not a stuffed animal, but... But there are times where it's like, got kids, let him be, let's just let him breathe a little bit. The poor dog, as we're putting the outfits on him and stuff like that.
But Niz, if you've got a wardrobe for him, a fashion show has to come.
It's true. Hey, I didn't buy it. Let's put that on Mama. Mama buys all the outfits and the kids dress them. But he's cute. He's a good boy.
Oh, my gosh. That's such an adorable picture as he's out there walking. It looks like one of your girls is on a scooter, and then I don't know what you call this other thing, but it looks like a lot of fun. It looks like she's just about to go up into the air. Zoop.
Yeah, they were excited about the no ice because for a while we weren't able to do the electric scooter and then the hoverboard, that Riley's on. So she's on her hoverboard, and then Olivia's on the scooter. They were happy to see the dry pavement and being able to do that. It's been a little while here.
And the pup is in the pajamas and all is right and it's a nice day for a stroll in the neighborhood.
That's
right. And then it's Nancy neighborhood.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us and Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we will talk to you when you get back.
You as well, guys. All right. Well, take care. See ya.
Bye-bye. Time right now is 1:44. Coming up next, we're going to talk about these new details on the weight loss pill. No longer just an injectable. A pill is out there and that's a big deal for a lot of people. The FDA has approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. That makes it the first daily oral medication to treat obesity. The big question now is, how much does it cost?
Well, if your insurance covers weight loss medication, the copay could be about $25 or less. Those without insurance can expect to pay $149 per month. The pill is slated to be in pharmacies by early January with manufacturing already underway in North Carolina.
That's ABC's Sophie Flay. I think another big question people have today is how does this new weight loss pill compare to the shot, to the injectable? Here's what the clinical trial revealed.
Novo Nordisk, which also makes Ozempic, says those who took the Wegovy pill in the clinical trial lost an average of 16.6% of their body weight. Those results are similar to the injectable version. The clinical trial shows people who took the pill experienced similar side effects when compared to the shot, mainly gastrointestinal issues.
As you might imagine, Novo Nordisk stock rising as the FDA approves the Wegovy pill for obesity. CBS chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook talked with a man who took part in the clinical trial, and I thought that was fascinating because it's not just somebody who's, okay, you have an experience with taking obesity drug. He actually took part in the clinical trial. Here are some of those details.
Dr. Chris Mertens was a high school and college athlete, but during his medical training, he gained 60 pounds.
I was also seeing effects with things like my blood pressure, with one of my doctors telling me I might need to start medicine for my blood pressure because it was getting high enough, as well as cholesterol being elevated.
After struggling to lose weight, he heard about a clinical trial for Novo Nordisk's weight loss pill. Over about 8 months, he lost 40 pounds.
I have one relative who went on one of the weight loss drugs more than a year ago now. He lost about 30 pounds, so that's significant. He says it destroyed his appetite, though. And I actually experienced that because my mom and I went out to dinner with him, and he hardly ate anything, right? And he said sometimes he would take 3 bites of his dinner and just not want anymore. And, I get it because you're trying to lose weight, but also just enjoying life and still being able to enjoy the food. Seems I'm a big foodie, so maybe I put more importance on that, but it just that part of it seems so not enjoyable. And I don't think his experience is everybody's experience, but other people are experiencing.
Yeah, I have a very dear friend who was on Wegovy. She is one of those gals who tried everything. Anti-inflammatory diets. She was the kind of gal who would get up at 5 a.m. and have workout buddies, and they would get on the treadmill together. That accountability, and just really struggled to lose the weight. And her doctor finally said, you've tried everything, you've done everything, let's try Wegovy in particular. And it worked. She dropped her weight. We would get together for some Saturday breakfast, and she was definitely eating only a little bit and wasn't ordering as much, but she didn't mind it. And also, she never told me about side effects. So I don't know that if she just got the right dose or if she just was being private and didn't share with me.
Sure.
On the other hand, I got another friend who told me about two girlfriends who are on it and are just that the side effects are like flu-like, I would say. Oh. And that's how you're losing the weight. Not only are you having the appetite suppressant, but you're out each end. And that's just miserable.
Gosh. Like, that sounds terrible. I have not heard that.
Now, that all being said, there are a lot of people, as we're doing research for this, quote, the fast-growing cash-paying consumer market is who this pill is for. So you can tell people that you're going to be in some agony in the bathroom here and there, but we want to be slim, we want to look good, we want to feel like other people think we look good. You know, we just look at social media. So it's an interesting kind of psychological and physiological effect that these obesity drugs are having.
I do understand that there are some people who try and try and try to lose weight, and with their genetics, they just can't. I mean, it's something that I don't personally relate to because I've always been very lucky throughout my life. I've always been a big eater. I love food, and I'm not a big exerciser. Like, I hate running. I only run if, you know, I was
something scary is behind me
doing the mile. Yeah. I say now I only run if it's breaking news or somebody's chasing me. Hopefully nobody's chasing me. But I'm active. Like I, you know, I was always taking my dog for a walk when I had my pup, bless his heart. He's not with us anymore, but, and I go on bike rides with my husband. So I'm active. I'm not necessarily like in the gym all the time or running around the block, but I'm active. But I know, so I've never had to worry about that, but I know there are some people who try and try and try, and despite their best efforts, it just doesn't work. And so I feel like these new weight loss drugs are perfect for those people. I do, however, worry down the road. I worry that these are so new and it seems like it's the miracle drug because they're helping in other ways with diabetes. And it seems like every week or so, there's a new study that comes out that shows this weight loss drug is also helping in this way. And I think that's all fantastic. But I do worry, I guess it's the newsy in me, I worry that down the road, 5-7 years from now, we might find out that, okay, but now we got to worry about this because of that.
It might not even be that long, because I remember in the mid-90s in my Chicago radio life that my boss was on Fen-Phen. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do remember.
Where people would drop weight and it would raise your heart rate. And I know there were legal things that came out of that. And was she happy as a clam that she dropped a bunch of weight and was lean for that summer? Yes, but that had medical and legal ramifications after that. So I don't know, you know, what will come out of this, but you just aired that clip about the clinical trial. So it does seem like this is researched. It isn't just kind of speed for you, you know, like the old rolling back from the 90s to the 70s, where that's what everybody was taking to drop weight, amphetamines.
Yeah, but this is a big deal. So the FDA approving a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. So it's the first daily oral medication to treat obesity. I do have one girlfriend who has been open about it. She is on Zepbound, which I don't hear as much about. I hear about Ozempic and Wegovy, but she's on Zepbound. She's been on it for 9 months or so. And she said she does enjoy it. She said, listen, I'm never going to be a size 2. And I haven't been ramping up the dose. I've been slow and steady, but she's down 50 pounds since March, and that is significant. But she also said, I have no appetite on most days.
For me, that wouldn't be so much of a bummer, but I will say on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620, we talk about why people are resorting to either injections or now a pill form. 414 texted in, I was fine until menopause, then wham.
Yeah.
So, you know, people who might have been fine until their 40s or 50s and then now are experiencing these struggles. Now, then the larger conversation is this still the best resolution? Is this still the best option, or would it be a hormonal thing? You know, should we get the blood work and figure out just how much our bodies have changed? Because I feel like men's and women's bodies are changing essentially at that time with hormones.
Yeah. I should have had you on for the show, and I actually thought about it, thought about waiting, but it was timely at the time for our show on perimenopause. When you were growing up, had you ever heard of perimenopause?
I'm like, who is that? Who's Perry?
Now these ladies have a new friend named Perry that walked in the door. We never heard of him and didn't know who he was or why he was coming. And he's just here, this unexpected stranger.
And I don't like him.
If you missed it, ladies, if you missed that segment on perimenopause, it is uploaded.
But it
the
is
Wisconsin's
helpful.
Midday News podcast.
And it is, again, talking about it. It helps us feel like, oh, okay, I'm not the only one experiencing this, because we've all heard the ad nauseum jokes about hot flashes and mood swings. But, you know, there are a lot of different symptoms that go with perimenopause, which is he's like your escort to the actual menopause.
I want to escort Perry out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
It is 1:56. Coming up next, it's your top local news.